From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Wind Warrior by Vella Munn. Now let's begin with Wind Warrior. They will be carried to the nest of the eagle and remain there in joy. Joy fills the world. Chumash Song. Chapter 1, 1809, near Point Concepcion, California Territory. The wind tasted of morning. From where he crouched in the summer dry grasses, the Chumash warrior, Black Wolf, pulled clean, already hot air deep into his lungs and gave thanks to Sun Spirit for not deserting the land that had seen his birth and would, he prayed, once again belong to the people. The distant sounds of coyotes reached his ears, causing his nose to flare and his spine to stiffen. Shusha, coyote, cries, meant many things. Pleasure at a successful hunt, a male calling his mate to his side, aimless chatter, and sometimes coyotes brought messages of death. Every sense and muscle alert, Black Wolf took in his surroundings to assure himself that he shared the rise with no other humans. Then, teeth clenched against the pain in his side, he ran until his breath became labored. Stopping, he pressed his fingers against the discolored flesh that hid his broken ribs. "Thank you, Wolf Spirit, for gifting me with strength," he whispered. "Thank you, God of the Moon, for putting magic in the shaman's hands, so that I may continue my journey." His prayer finished, he allowed himself a small smile. His wound had forced him to spend too many days waiting for strength to return, but now he could run again. If his spear had gone as deep as he believed it had, the hated leather jacket who'd injured him would never again force himself on a Chumash woman. Black Wolf's only regret was that the man had lived. During his first...